Hello.
Hi, this is Araceli. We're calling on behalf of Opinion Research, doing a confidential and secure poll about your local Cherry Creek School District and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado as Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm an Independent.
Okay, thank you. All right. And now, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, that will be very certain or somewhat certain?
Yes, very, very certain.
Thank you. And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I think it's good.
Okay, thank you. It will be just a few minutes, a few questions. I really appreciate you, your time. And overall, how will you rate the job the Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and especially spending money voters approve in ballot issues wisely and as promised? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I'm neutral on that one.
Okay, thank you. And how well does the phrase dedicated to excellence describe Cherry Creek Schools very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Maybe somewhat well.
Okay, thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I think they're very high.
Okay.
Stop by looking at the roads, all the holes, and yeah. Anyway.
That would be much too high or somewhat high?
The what?
That would be much too high or somewhat high?
The taxes, too much too high.
Okay. Thank you. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I felt it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problem? Can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending? Cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, or does not apply as renter?
It's the second one.
In this case, the second option here, it says can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending. Okay.
Thank you. That's the one.
Just a few more minutes, a few more questions. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big and positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
Small positive.
Okay, thank you. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. The first ballot issue would be a bond to provide new funds to construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations to existing schools, expand mental health services, increase school security, and expand technical skill training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $3 a month, which is equal to $36 a year, for $100 million of assessed home value?
You know, possibly yes. I just don't have to read more about it.
Okay, thank you. Secondly, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that frees up other money for teacher and staff pay. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's meal levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 per year for every $100,000 of home value?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one. I have to read more about it.
Okay. Now, opponents to these ballot issues may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful higher administration over herd costs and low performance schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Gosh, I don't know this one. I'm probably somewhat agree, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. We are halfway there. Thank you so much. Just a few more questions. Next, here are a set of statements detailing the projects and plans the proposed Cherry Creek School District Fund will pay for. Rate each as definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it. The first one will be replace two small aging school buildings at Holy Hills at UK fifth grade elementary school.
I can answer something I don't know about. The one thing, you know, that I haven't heard, you know, like how years ago we agreed to pay more taxes or say something about the marijuana taxes that we're going to go to the Cherry Creek School District. And I didn't see any of that, that actually happened. So I'm pretty much, if about raising taxes, I'm most likely going to say no to most of it. Unless say it's something that I have to read more about and say that it's going to be good. So if all those questions are about whether or not I want to raise taxes, my answer is most likely going to be no. Unless, like I said, something that I feel is really worth it.
I understand. Well, since I need to follow a protocol, I'm sorry. I will have to read all the statements. I don't know if you could help me with that. You can tell me if it's depending on what you think. It's completely fine. Definitely worth paying.
Yeah,
probably worth paying. Not worth paying, or even don't know. That's another.
They say no.
Okay.
They just said no. Okay.
Okay, so with the first statement, what will be your answer? Definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, not worth paying, or don't know?
I say no worth paying.
Okay. Redesigning and renovate the 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus, replacing the Loretto Middle School with a new building?
Not worth paying.
Okay. Upgrades to classroom technology, including computers, networks, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi?
I say, I forgot the other one, the one above it, maybe.
Sure. It's definitely worth paying or probably worth paying?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. Upgrade and renovate the infrastructure at CCSD elementary schools as needed, including painting, carpets, windows, roof repairs, and heating air conditioning system replacements.
You know, those are tough questions because I don't know the situation. I don't want to sound heartless, but I say no.
Okay.
Not worth it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Expansion and remodel at Overland High School, including building an advanced career pathway training center to give students technical skills for today's in-demand job.
You know what? That school needs help. So I say yes.
Okay. So that would be definitely worth paying or probably worth paying?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. Upgrades to school building security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access control.
Definitely worth paying.
Okay, thank you. Replace aging and deteriorating buildings at the Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigure the entire campus through redevelopment.
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. At a swimming pool at Overland High School?
Probably.
Okay. Expand, remodel, and modernize the cafeteria area in full at Eagle Crest?
No.
Okay. And expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanded career pathway, job skill, and technical training?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Just a few more minutes. I really appreciate that you're on the phone with me. Lastly, here
I can't believe I stayed this long.
I'm sorry, but believe me, we truly appreciate your time. Now, lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District of $950 million bond might make. Rate each as very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not a persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond and the $30 million mill levy bailout issues. The first statement will be, acting now on these improvements will ensure Cherry Creek School District maintains its traditions of excellence now and into the future.
Not persuasive.
Okay. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of spending the taxpayer-approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the projects in the upcoming bond in a responsible, cost-efficient way.
No.
Okay.
Not persuasive. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Expanding the highly in-demand mental health services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners as well.
Yes, persuasive.
That will be very persuasive or somewhat persuasive?
Put it at very.
Okay, thank you. Money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay for the proposed project since Cherry Creek School District's administrative overhead costs are less than 3% of their total budget.
Not persuasive.
Okay. Expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skill trainings will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides the skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Opening a dedicated first in the state teacher training and housing centers gives Cherry Creek the edge at recruiting and retaining the best quality teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation for excellence.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Almost there. Thank you. Cherry Creek School District is transparent in their operations. This includes public access to an interactive map on their website that shows all projects promised and completed from previous funds.
Okay, somewhat.
Okay. By approving the transportation mill levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teacher pay to be competitive with other districts in recruiting and retaining quality teachers.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Unfortunately, yes. So that's persuasive, yes.
That will be very or somewhat persuasive?
Very, very.
Okay. Thank you. Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their careers and top in their fields. Investing in these educational improvements can keep the tradition going.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. All right, expanded types of job pathway skills taught at the Innovation Campus to include veterinary tech, building automation, HVAC tech, multimedia, music and film production, and other in-demand skills.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Despite recent increases in state property taxes, none of that money comes back to local school districts. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve these separate ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay.
I guess somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Just some more minutes, I promise. Thank you. Because of the way Colorado's tax system works, the Cherry Creek schools receive no money from the state to make school upgrades, expansions, and building replacements. It is up to the local residents of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements, or they won't get made.
Interesting. I guess somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Maintaining Cherry Creek School District's excellence will continue to support solid property values for home within the district.
Well, I guess somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And, okay, just a couple of questions, like general. Having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it's increased property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for $100,000 of assessed home value?
Probably yes.
Okay. And would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's meal levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 for every $100,000 of assessed home value?
Probably not.
Okay. And all right. Now, what is your gender? How do you identify? Male, female, other?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. And what is your age?
52.
Okay. Thank you. And what was the last grade you completed in school?
I graduated in college.
Okay. So that will be college graduate or in graduate?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. The options I have for that are business school or some college, college graduate or in graduate school, or graduate degree.
I don't understand the other words. As you say, grad. Well, I went to a four-year university with that. Degree in engineering. So I don't know if you can match something to that.
So that will be college graduate or in graduate school or graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any children 18 or under?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any children attending Cherry Creek Schools District Schools?
Yes.
Do you own or rent your current place or of residence?
I own.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? It will be Black, African American, White, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, other?
White, Caucasian, mixed.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
You have a good night.
Thank you, too. Bye. Bye-bye.